Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, a lot to talk about. Politics, a couple of great guests. But as I open up here, I want to talk about something pleasant because a lot of what we haven't talked about is pleasant, although I'm satisfied with the outcome of the election, the primary results. But I want to switch this to one of my favorite topics. And because I'm a skinny guy, I can talk about it all the time, and that's food. And how often do you go to Chicago? Those who are regular listeners of this show know I make frequent trips, and I've cited my favorite restaurants going there. Well, I'm going to give you a great tip. Now, I don't say get on a plane and go to Chicago just to go to this restaurant, but if you're in Chicago, the Raw Bar and Grill in Wrigleyville is reopening soon after a three-month renovation. It's pleased to announce its upcoming relaunch. It's slated for February, which is now. And this is an iconic bar and restaurant. It's located right in the heart of Wrigleyville. It's got a brand new chef, updated food and drink menus, and a fresh facade. And people say, why are you talking about this? Because people who have taken my advice and gone to the restaurants that I've suggested are having the time of their lives. And it's got a new executive chef, Pete Garrity, formerly of Harry Carey's Restaurant Group. I've eaten there quite a bit. And in addition, the restaurant's going to offer soup and salads, burgers, pastas, meat, seafood entrees, and you'll thank me for recommending it. So I will recommend, I'm going to give you the website, and you can get the hours of operation and all the details. It's the Raw Bar and Grill, and it's located at North Clark Street in Chicago, rawbarandgrill.com. That's rawbarandgrill.com. You'll thank me, and I'll be happy to hear about it. All right, now let's get on with the show. As we address the issues of the aftermath of the primaries in New Hampshire and, of course, Iowa, let me open up on our note by saying Carly Fiorina wasn't going to win this. And I've interviewed Carly Fiorina after her departure from Hewlett-Packard. I do not agree with all her points of view politically, and there's no sense in enumerating them because she's not a candidate any longer. But she got the royal shaft from ABC by not allowing her to be in that debate. I mean, that was really not right. And in the interest of fairness, I'm saying she is as competent and articulate and knowledgeable. And I think the only one who really intimidated Donald Trump at all, if you can say anybody and intimidates Donald Trump. She was an eloquent, articulate, spokesful person. Why am I focusing on Carly Fiorina? She's withdrawn from the race. And on a scale of 1 to 100, if Hillary is a 5, she's a 90. I mean, the insanity, upside-down craziness of our political system. I'm sorry to see her go, but obviously she wasn't going to make it. And if I had an administration and I were the president, I would certainly consider bringing her in. Also, the departure of Chris Christie, as I mentioned yesterday. And, you know, he just He didn't fit. He had his time the last time around. I'm sure he has regrets, like Joe Biden so far has regrets about not coming in. And Chris Christie, terrific in these one-on-one town meetings, knowledgeable and adept as a former prosecutor in handling anyone at any debate. And boy, he surely pounced on Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio finished fifth. Whether you finished third, fourth, or fifth, it was so bunched up, it's not significant. But people say, well, you finished fifth. And he got injured badly. His inability to handle the 25-second, whatever it was, memorized sound bites that Christie accused him of and kept coming back with it, it was damaging. As damaging as Rick Perry last year, maybe not. As damaging as Howard Dean scream, no, because that cost him a shot at the presidency. And he's out in Looneyville anyway, Howard Dean. I mean, just listen to him. Even the liberals know he is. But Marco Rubio now must have him, must make a recovery. You know, these politicians, they just don't learn. When you make a mistake, own up to it right away. Stop dancing. Stop hiding it. It was a mistake. And for a guy who's been so impressive in all these debates, when I say impressive, I don't mean spouting the line of ideology that I ascribe to. Because I don't believe Christie's, I don't believe Marco Rubio's a true conservative, but I'm going to run with whoever the Republican nominee is. And hey, Jim Gilmore is still in the race, by the way. So we're seeing the dropbacks. And as you see these people drop out, you see the percentages change because there aren't 17 of them anymore. We're down to about, what, six? And all of a sudden, a lot of these candidates will get into double digits. And the issue is who will get whose votes. And, I mean, there's a lot going on behind the scenes. So as we move on from New Hampshire to South Carolina, this is Bush country. My belief is with all the money in his war chest, and he's more well-funded and connected than anybody else, you know, kind of, you know, well, I don't really dislike Jeb Bush. I don't want him to be president. But, I think basically he's a nice guy. But so what? I had this debate yesterday. I have it every day with someone who says, I don't like the way he said this or the way he looked at that. I don't like the way Trump responded. And I say, keep your mind on the business ahead. Keep your eye on the ball. Don't veer off from ideology unless somebody does something criminal, like it's engaged in rape, perjury, or using an unsecured server for emails. I mean, these are grounds for dismissal. And I don't see any of those grounds with any of the candidates for the Republicans, and I don't see it for Bernie Sanders. This dumps all on Hillary Clinton, and boy, the Democratic Party is in a panic. So as the Republicans go to South Carolina, This is Jeb Bush's last stand. And why do I say that? Because when he goes to Florida, he's so far behind. He and Rubio are so far behind Donald Trump. And I was about to say, unless Donald Trump screws up. But doesn't Donald Trump screw up every day and he gets more voters? I mean, this is really an aberration. It's really an anomaly. You can throw out all of the textbooks on how to run political campaigns. Throw them out on he or she who raises the most money will win. You know why? People are now, I've been angry and angry and angry, and I've been disgusted looking at the voting booths. People are now finally coming to their senses. I came to my senses many decades ago. But we deal with what is, not what we would like things to be like. We deal with what is. And we are in a situation right now where it's basically going to be Trump and Cruz. Rubio doesn't have the support system, the ground force, the money. Jeb Bush has the money, but he's got hanging over his head two Bushes who served as president. And why I didn't hate either one of them, I don't want another Bush. I thought George W. did a lot of good things, but he did a lot of things that really hurt us on immigration, our financial situation, kind of this third world order. George, I'll be a little more sympathetic with him. You know, 90 now, George Herbert Walker Bush, but none of these guys, none of them falls into the category of a Ronald Reagan. And if you're not a Ronald Reagan fan, then you can dismiss everything I'm saying. But I think the only one who comes close in this election is Ted Cruz. We got two outsiders. There's going to be one insider who will surface. And, you know, be it John, I don't think it's going to be Kasich. He doesn't have any kind of support. And he spent all of his time running in New Hampshire. He doesn't have enough money in the till. He can't match what the other Republicans have to bring. And on top of it, he's a bona fide liberal. Notice I didn't say Marxist or progressive. He's just a far to the left guy. We've had enough of them in the White House. And I'll tell you who else we've had enough running. We've had enough rhinos running. Bob Dole, John McCain, and Mitt Romney, who can't win. Isn't it interesting how you look at Donald Trump? You've got an entertainer, a businessman, a real personality, and he's running away with this. And I can't bring myself to say I don't want him to be there because I love the message. You see, he's pinpointed, he's targeted, he's right on that message. And if you like the message, you know, about our military, about our veterans, about our economy, about Obamacare, about immigration, you can't dismiss him. He is not a true conservative, no, but here's the key as we leave this segment. People aren't voting on ideology anymore. I mean, Bernie Sanders is a communist. All right, here we go. We're going to take a break.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
When the temperature starts to drop, it helps to have a legend under the hood. No, not the kind that swings a giant axe and enjoys the camaraderie of oversized cattle. We're talking Napa Legend and Legend Premium Batteries. Buy one today, and you'll get up to a $20 prepaid Visa card by mail. That's $20 back and the comfort of knowing you're riding along with a real legend. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer expires 2/29/16.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Governor Mike Huckabee. Whether you're in Beantown or the rest of America, I'm sure you know that if it's the Red Sox, it's Boston. But if it's business, it's Stu Taylor on business.
All right. I didn't hear any sound here, so I assume we are back. This is Stu Taylor. And joining us right now is Alicia Morton. She is the author of Miracle of the Broken Knife. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Miracle of His Broken Knife, Behold His Mighty Hand. Alicia, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Stu.
Well, tell us about the title of this book, the significance of the title, and what it's about.
Okay, well, it represents, it's about a release, the release of an ex-con who was, you know, received privilege to get out of prison. But after that, he had sort of turned into a madman and he began attacking, you know, several people during the course. And what happened is that happened to Alicia. She was attacked while she was 7 months pregnant, but it talked about how she was spared from this, from the tragedy, because what happened is the knife actually broke up and the blade broke up in three pieces and the handle was the fourth piece. So this was the miracle that occurred regarding the broken knife. She was spared and her baby was okay and everything. So it just talked about how she trusted God and had faith in God to believe that she would come through okay.
All right. Is this good? This book, is this about Alicia Morton?
Yes. Yes,
all
it
right.
is. Yeah,
I mean, I know, obviously, you know, you could say it's anonymous, but I mean, I just can't even imagine this horrific experience. How long ago did this happen and why did you write the book now?
Okay. This happened during December 1971. And actually, it was really in a long time in the making. But it was actually started writing on it maybe about 5 years later. So it was just pressed upon me to just go ahead and, you know, do the book and finish it and get it prepared, because it was such a, you know, mighty story about how, you know, she came through.
Is there a message for other people, maybe other women listening who I think are violated much too much in our society? Is there a message for them from this book?
Yes, there's a message to let them know that they can, even after experiencing a horrible ordeal or going through something that's very tough, if they just sort of maybe pray and trust the Lord, they can make it through okay. They can come through with without being just damaged forever. It lets them know that there is hope after such an experience like that. They can just keep the faith and they can go on and make it in their life and still live a good life afterward.
So are you saying that faith, spirituality, and religion are extremely important as components to help one restore his or her level of living?
Oh, yes, it is. It definitely is. It's some kind of way to put a peace in your heart. It'll take away out of the pain that you would normally have and just give you courage, and it'll just help you to be thankful, because if you keep that type of thing, the faith in your heart, you can still make it. So it plays an important part in the way a person handles a terrible situation.
Like post-traumatic syndrome, do you still suffer from the consequences of that event? Now, this happened about 45 years ago. Is this a cathartic endeavor on your part?
Well, I do think about it. I think about the story and things that happened, but I look at it in such a way that I look at it as a miracle I came through. I look at it as an accomplishment that I overcame. So I see it more in that term instead of just dragging in it or something like that. I see it as a victory, as a deliverance, as an empowerment to let other people know that they can make it too. They can overcome. They can have a good life again.
Alicia, did your life change at that time after that experience? And if so, how?
yes, it did change. Because even before that happened, I sort of had a premonition like 2 weeks before it happened about something about to occur. I was even kind of like warned. And it seemed like God sort of gave me a visit, and he showed me his power and strength. And he was letting me know that something was about to happen, but to trust him when the time, when it does come, just trust him. And so I had a little concern about that. But during that time, even though it caught me by surprise, I was still able to say, okay, Lord, I will just trust you during this ordeal. And he gave me just that. He gave me some type of deep down confidence that he was with me, and he's going to deliver me, and he's going to bring me out of that situation. So I look at it now as going through something that actually helped me to know God better, to become closer to him. And that's just what it did. It just gave me a closer relationship with him, because now I feel like I know him in a way that I didn't know him before. And that's a good feeling.
Have you gotten any responses from people who have read this book who were touched by it in different ways or actually had similar experiences?
Yes, I have gotten some responses of people who have went through things similar to this, and they told me that said, "Wow, your book just encouraged me." They said, "Wow," they said that when I read about what you went through and I see the effect of it, is that encouraged me to go through and don't worry about the situation that I was in before, even though they were hurt and shattered, and now they feel that after reading the book, they feel that they can make it. They said, "I'm shake off the dust of whatever situation was kept them bound down. They're going to be able to make it and go ahead." So they said it encouraged them a whole lot, just really a great deal.
How is your life today, Alicia?
Mm-hmm. Pardon me?
How is your life today?
Oh, it's great. It's great. Yes, I go to church, and I'm secretary for that ministry. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I feel like I just carry, the Lord in my heart, and just helps me with everyday situations. I'm able to talk to people and just encourage them. And people want to say, "Oh, you should be bitter. You should be hurt." They said they don't see how I do the way I do. How do you go on with that, personality?
Well,
smiling, laughing.
Cheers for you. Two thumbs up for having a wonderful outcome from a dreadful experience. Alicia Morton, Miracle of the Broken Knife, publisher Tate Publishing. Thank you, Alicia. Thank you very
much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with our next guest.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is, you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler, one call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hello, this is Bill Bratton. I'm Chairman of Kroll, former police commissioner in New York and chief in Los Angeles. I just did a great interview with Stu Taylor on his show. I want to thank him. It's a great show, thoughtful questions, and you get a chance to do more than sound bites.
All right, we're back, and I'd love to introduce our next guest. His name is Roger Richter, R-I-C-H-T-E-R. He's the author of Fighting for God's Promises. This is published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. We're going to hear his story right now. And Roger, congratulations on your book, and welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Stu. I appreciate it.
All right. I've got to the title here. What are God's promises, and who's doing the fighting for them?
Well, that's an interesting story in itself. Promises came to me at the bottom of a deep, deep valley in my life. And, you know, everybody can walk the talk, and when life is good, everybody can handle the good times of life. But once in a while, life takes an interesting curve or a turn. And in my life, it started with a downward spiral. You know, I was the president of a Fortune 500 company. I had a wonderful wife for 33 years, two great sons, and everything was really very, very good. And then the spiral downward started, you know, the peaks and the valleys of life.
What perpetuated the spiral?
You know, it started with my wife getting cancer.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and she got breast cancer, and so we went through, you know, the usual thing, the surgery, the chemo, and everything seemed to be going well, and then in a year it came back, and we all know what happens when that comes back. But during this time, I had a house fire. A house burned down, and I barely got my family out before it burned down, you know, and then I got let go in the downsizing. I started a new company with some guys I knew before, and my son started a restaurant. But while I was taking care of my wife, I had her at home. My partners defaulted on all my credit cards.
Oh my goodness! You almost can't make this up.
You can't make it up. I kept saying to myself, "When is this going to stop? When am I going to hit bottom?" And finally, I got to the point where I had to declare bankruptcy. I had no other option. So, you know, when you get down to the bottom, you find out really who your friends are, you know. And
there's only one place to go, and that's up. What was that watershed moment that turned your life around? Obviously, it'll never be what it was, but that pertains to everybody.
Well, the point I think to make is I was down the bottom. I was so low, I was counting the slices on a loaf of bread to get by for the week. And I got down on my knees one morning. About 9:30, I said, "What? What am I going to do? God, help me!" And he came to me, and he spoke these 8 promises to my life. I couldn't get any lower.
What are those promises, Roger?
Do we have time for me to give them?
Well, yeah, you can run through them because I think this is an important part of this discussion.
Yeah. Well, here they are, and, you know, you can imagine, it's 9:30 in the morning, the sun's out, and it's my anniversary date. You can't make this up either, our wedding anniversary date. And this voice comes to me and gives me these 8 promises, and here they are. I break all curses from the past and present on your life and on the lives of your children and your children's children. I restore all that's been stolen times 2 according to my word. And will bless you and your family so you will be a blessing to others. I restore your health, that your energy will be returned to minister my word to others with enthusiasm and power. I bless your finances so they may increase dynamically. And so you shall be positioned as a source for ministers to preach my word. I bless the steps of your children and their children so that your seed will feed my lambs and my sheep. I remove all sins from your life as if they never existed, as far as the east is from the west. I place you in your heart and mind my spirit who will guide you and direct you. And then finally, the last promise was this. I give you a double portion of faith so that you will be, that you will bear witness to my love and do miracles in my name. For I am your Lord and God. These are my words and my will for your life.
I want to kind of get the gist of this. With these voices you heard in your head, how did this manifest itself in what form to you?
It wasn't an audible voice, though anybody in the room could hear it, but it was very clear. And I was compelled to write down every word that was spoken to me, and I remember them all very clearly. But it wasn't a dream. I was at my desk, and I was praying, and this is the voice that came to me. Now, the interesting part of this is I have made a comeback since these promises.
Be a little specific. How has your life changed?
Well, I just bought a new house. I am a millionaire now.
Oh, wow.
I'm a president of a company. And this has all happened in the last few years.
I love this story. I love the last half of this story.
So
are you attributing most of your comeback, and it's not just about money, but are you attributing most of this to your faith in your belief in God?
Yeah, I absolutely. You know, you got to remember that I was born and raised a Catholic, but you know, when all the good times happen, you kind of go away from your faith, right? You don't need God as much anymore, and so on and so forth. But boy, I tell you what, when you're down on your luck, you only have one choice to make, and that's to pray to God for help. That's when it comes through.
You don't have to answer this, but I'm just curious. What is the nature of your business? What kind of a company?
It's a transportation company. It's completely different than what I was doing. I was the president of a Fortune 500 company in technology. This is a transportation company. And, Stu, you can't imagine this. You can't never poo-poo the idea of a small beginning. I was down and out. A friend of mine came to me and says, you got to help this lady. Her husband died, you know. She doesn't know what to do with this company. I said, no, I don't want to do it. He says, no, you have to do it. So I went in and worked as a consultant for 30 days, half-time. And they wanted me to be the president after 30 days.
Yeah, I love this. This is great. What do you say to non-believers? Are they doomed?
Well, no, they're not doomed. I think everybody has a purpose in life, Stu. And the hardest part is trying to find out what that is. Then staying on the path to fulfill that purpose in life. And we all get off track, you know? It's just a way of life. That's what happens. But, you know, God's always willing to take us back. He's also willing to help us. But we have to seek him. We have to ask him and humble yourself. Get rid of the ego. Get down on your knees and ask God to help, and he will.
What was the most difficult part of writing this book, Roger?
Well, I didn't want to write a book. I was going to write a few memoirs because I've had a lot of supernatural experiences I've noted in the book. I've been spared from death three times supernaturally. I've had angels ride with me in my car. I've talked to my guardian angel. So I've had those experiences in life. Doesn't mean everything goes well just because you have those experiences. Don't get me wrong. But I wanted to make some notes of that for my kids so they knew that their father had experienced some of these things. I always cherish, you know, memoirs from relatives. And so I sat down to write a few memoirs, and it turned into the Holy Spirit got a hold of me. And in 7 days, working 12 hours a day, I wrote the book.
What do you tell people in order to inspire them to buy this book?
Well, if you have contentions in your life, you might want to read this book. I'm a normal guy, I think. I'm just an average person. But, you know, I experienced some pretty tough times in life, too. And everybody does. So how do you make a comeback? How do you get back, you know, on top again? And I think it's the only way to do that for me, it was, anyway, to humble myself before God and ask for his help.
You know, when I hear your story, it's not quite the same, but I just think of what, and I'm certainly not a supporter of Joe Biden's, but what he's gone through, the tragedies in his life early on with his wife and daughter, and more recently with his son who died of cancer. Do you make a connection there?
Yeah, a little bit. I did, because, like I said, I think most people, if they're honest, they have good times and bad times in life. It's good times are easy to handle, right? We can all have a great wife, a great family, plenty of money, but when it goes bad, that's when you
have to suck it up. And
that's when
you've done it, and I congratulate you. Fighting for God's Promises, Tate Publishing. Fascinating guest, Roger Richter. Roger, it's great. I love the outcome of the story.
Thank you.
It's inspiring. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll wrap things up.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL, all of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Biz Talk Radio. IMIS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Margaret Hoover, and I was just on the Stu Taylor Show. Stu, thank you for having me. You, next to my husband, are the most hospitable radio host, friend to promoting American individualism. I couldn't be happier and more grateful for your support.
All right, we are back. Our final segment. Spent a good portion of the first segment talking, focusing on the Republicans and what will happen. And just to summarize, it's going to be a battle between Trump and Cruz. And one member of the establishment, one rhino, is going to get the spotlight. It could have been Marco Rubio. Now Jeb Bush still alive. It's not going to be Kasich, I'll tell you that. John Kasich just doesn't have any funding or any base outside of New Hampshire and Ohio. A surprise finish by him. And whoever that candidate may be will go up against, I don't know. As I said, I hope Hillary's in jail where she belongs. I'm not going to mince words here. I'm not going to say, well, I don't want to see anything like that. I do. I think she belongs in jail, and I think she sold out this country with the Clinton Foundation, Benghazi, her email service, and all the things she's done through the years. I think she's a terrible human being. I can't say that about any of the other candidates. So now you got Bernie Sanders. And, I mean, unless I'm stock raving nuts here, a communist. A communist? President of the United States, a 74-year-old aging communist. He's a terrific debater, and he's principled, and he's got incredible energy for a man 74 years old. I could say it's not going to happen in the United States of America, but two terms with Barack Hussein Obama. I'm still in shock, and we're in our seventh year over that. I still can't believe it. So I guess anything is possible. But Hillary is compounding the matter more. And as I understand, there's a lot of internal strife within her organization, which is no real surprise. There's panic. A double-digit win for Bernie Sanders, where Hillary months ago had a 40-point lead. It's astounding. And I don't know what the ramifications will be as she goes south. She's got a strong following of blacks, where it's a heavy black population in South Carolina. My guess is she'll win South Carolina. And my guess is that that the recommendation for an indictment by the Justice Department, by the FBI, rather, Justice Department, after they get that recommendation from the FBI, will will be forthcoming. But as I've been mentioning here, this support system between Hillary and Barack Obama, Jay Carney came on and, you know, the ex-spokesperson who I thought was just god-awful, only to be succeeded by Josh Earnest. Oh, treacherous people. But, you know, when you work for someone, you have an obligation to be part of it. And I think that's part of the love that or the respect that people have for Trump. He doesn't have to kowtow to anybody. It's an admirable trait. And how many of us can say it? I don't have to. I have excellent relationships with my networks. I've never had a problem, and I feel I'm independent, and I thank all of them for allowing me the leverage that I have to do this show. But I'm not going out of my way to patronize anyone for my own self-gain. And Donald Trump isn't either. Of course, I'd say that Donald Trump and I are on different levels. I respect, except for the vulgarity. I respect this brilliant campaign that he's running, figuring out the key points, those pressure points, and how to win over an audience at the right time. See, at the right time, where there is so much anger about all of these critical issues. And it count me in. Used to be a song, count me in. Count me in. I feel it. I'm about as angry as anybody. Now, whether he can solve the problems, I don't know. But let's look at this. Who would you rather have, Trump or Hillary, Trump or Bernie Sanders? I mean, is it even a question? The answer is Trump. Who would you rather have, Trump or Joe Biden, with maybe Elizabeth Warren as the VP? Joe Biden with so much Washington experience, a couple of aneurysms, kind of a bozo who... I don't want an office. He was fine as Barack Obama's guy to carry the water. And again, he's been around Washington so long, he knows how to Washington speak. Al Gore, you know, who invented the internet and the story, Eric Segal's love story was the book based on his life, and who was the first one to know all about climate change, or as we referred to it then, global warming. Another sexually aggressive guy. I don't know how far he went, but far enough to gain a lot of headlines and that fake love affair he had with his wife, Tipper. I'll just say, I can't stand Al Gore. And who's the other candidate? Someone I can't stand more than Barack Obama. Can you believe that? John Kerry. Talked enough about Kerry, and I don't want to end the show on that note. So enter Michael Bloomberg. Running as an independent. He's not an independent. He's another far to the left liberal with a fortune that dwarfs Donald Trump's. And I hope he enters the race. And if he does, you know where he'll drain the votes? He'll drain them from the Democrats. And I believe that's a slam dunk walk-in for Donald Trump. But then again, as we have seen in recent years, the unpredictability of the American electorate. And as I've said here 1,000 times, this would be interesting and fun, et cetera, if there weren't so much at stake for the survival of the United States of America and the traditions that we built it up based upon our Constitution and our founding fathers. So therefore, I just can't smile and take this all in as a reality show. I just can't do it. It's far too serious. If times weren't that critical, I might get more entertainment than I do, but I love this country the way it was. And just to take a cliche, I want to make America great again. Take it right from Donald Trump. Well, I hope I've started off making your day pleasant. We will see you back here tomorrow. My name is Stu Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,